Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Are you there? Can you hear me? My hero from a faraway land. You can? Oh, you can! And you can see me too. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. It took a lot for me to be able to cross over here to find you. It's been 100 years since you saved our world and left. And in all those 100 years, I've missed you. I've been pining for you a little, I suppose, but really I've been working my wings off to gain enough magic to cross the boundary between worlds myself. But this place is so hard to live in. Your levels of ambient magic are so low, and lowering all the time, and the ley lines are so polluted with just gunk. And I don't know how you can think with all these frequencies buzzing around in your head and interfering with your natural magic. But I made it, and I fixed my existence in this world according to the rules of spirits. You just got to believe in me. If you don't believe in me, even just for an instant, I'll fade away and vanish. Poof, just like that. Truth is, my hero, I've used up every ounce of magic I had coming here. So now, I just have to trust you, once again, to keep believing in me. But you're so very trustworthy, hero. I mean, I trusted you to save our world and you overcame so much to do it. And you did. You are our world's hero. You are my hero, personally. I know it's been hard, my hero, recovering from that. Soldiers who've gone through worse suffer from it. So of course you will too, added to the stress of living here. But I'm here now. He was real. You did an awe-inspiring thing. You're worthwhile. You matter. It wasn't a dream. This isn't a dream either. And now here I get to hold you. I'm the same size as you. This world forces beings of magic into a mostly human shape, and that's great because it means I can hold you close to me like this. Can you feel my heartbeat? It's steadily beating for you, my hero. Anyway, I'm monologuing a lot, but I don't know how long it's been for you, but I haven't seen you in 100 years. I've missed you, my hero. I've missed you so much. Do you feel the way my body wraps around you? Do you feel the warmth of my embrace? Do you feel the way I'm stroking your hair? Shh. Lie down to rest. I'll be here when you sleep. I'll be here when you wake up. You're home, silly. You're home to me. You're home. Welcome home. Yes, we're both home to each other, and I'm glad that you're home. I'm so glad. I'm glad. My hero. Yes, you deserve a happy ending too, mister. My hero. All these bad things and mistakes can be forgiven, you know. If it helps, I forgive you. I will forgive you for everything, no matter what happens. Of course you can touch me. I'm yours. All of me is yours. Here, I'm going to open my arms to you. Open my heart to you. You've always been so pervy. So pervy. Open my legs to you. But, okay, here. You can settle between them too. No, I'm not afraid to call you out, mister. No, not a succubus. No, I'm not gonna be able to be sustained off sex or even cuddles, as much as that be nice. And besides, I don't really want this, who we are, to be just about sex. I want to get to know who you are, back in this faraway world of yours. I can live off sunlight, so you don't need to buy food for me or anything like that. I just want to spend time with you, my hero. I want you to be okay and to be happy. I'm happy just being with you. I can defend myself, you know. I'm training the sword, the knife, the bow, heck, even the gun. The one you mentioned, the revolutionary weapon you said, remember? It's been built now in Forjadone for almost 40 years. I didn't spend all of those 100 years doing rituals, you know. I prepared really long and hard to... Hey, silly. You're silly, that's who. Making such jokes again? To a fairy. You're so pervy, my hero. Although, I suppose that since I'm in human size and I'm here, I can actually do the pervy things. You'd like that, right? I do like the expression you have, looking at me. It makes me feel so womanly, so powerful. Maybe I'll put some clothes back on so that I can elongate the unwrapping of your gift. Hero, won't you take your princess? Oh, I love the sound of your groans. That's right, my hero. This is your reward. That's right, my mouth. Saying bedtime. Oh, hero. You still sleep naked. Remember the time when the troll burst into the inn at night and you had to fight him naked? You didn't know you, but... I was ogling you the whole time. Well, I couldn't do very much, could I? Except keep you topped up and healed. Why would I find your clothes? You'd be depriving me of such glorious, squishing eye candy. Oh, hang on. No, wait, no, stop it. Look at me. What was that phrase you liked? Oh, hey, listen. Hey, you're beautiful, okay? You're beautiful to me, my hero. You've overcome so much. You've been so strong. You've endured under stresses that a lesser man would have broken under. I'm so proud to be able to be with you. What you look like doesn't compare to the person you are, and I love that person. I love the person so very, very much. Yeah, that's right. I love you, my hero. I love you. You are loved. You are cared about and cared for. You matter. You do matter. Who cares if the stupid faraway land doesn't see how amazing you are? I do. I get to kiss you. I get to hold you. I'm glad. Doing all of that, doing everything I did to get here. It was all worth it. You are all worth it. May I please kiss you? Yes, thank you, my hero. What do you mean you're not worth it? I'm going to prove it to you how amazing I think you are. I'm going to make you feel amazing. As amazing as I think you are. I'm going to rub the anxiety right out of you right now. Can you feel my hands? That's right. I'm caressing you. I am appreciating every part of your body and rubbing all the tensions away. And I'll be honest, I'm memorizing all of it too. This is the body of the person that I've yearned for more than 100 years. 120 years. Yeah, you heard me. 120. We spent 20 years together, my hero, on your quest. No, I don't care that it doesn't reflect in your physical age. I yearn from you almost from the start, from the moment you saved my family, my sisters. I owe it all to you, my hero. From the angle of your cheek, to the breath of your shoulders, your chest. I can feel your heartbeat. I can press my hands to your chest and your heartbeat's under my hand. Oh, flitters. My heart is flittering, my hero. The strength of your arms, your biceps, right? That's your sword arm, right? The texture of your hands, those fingers. Gosh, I think I might just hold your hand for a bit. It feels good, my hero. Where was I? Oh, yes. Your gut, where all the strength comes from. Your hips. I remember seeing the way they curved as you threw yourself to the side to avoid the dragon. So much stamina and endurance that you had. And your thighs. These thighs, the way you stood before me. Legs spread, protecting those that couldn't stand up for themselves. Oh, hero. My heart just raced. Your knees, your ankles, and... Okay, I'm rushing a little because now I get to touch you, I get to see you, I get to feel you. Your manhood, it's just like you said. The one time I walked in you naked in the bath. Okay, yes. The many times. Okay, yes, not always accidentally. Yeah, totally a minx. So, what did you call it? A cocky cock. Yes, this is a very cocky cock. It bounces back. That's fun. I want to touch it. I want to touch you. May I? May I, please? Yes. I'm wrapping my hand around you, my hero. Can you feel it? How, and I'm going to put it in my mouth. The way I saw you with all the bar wenches and the priestess and the... my hero. I know I'm not very good with my mouth and my tongue, so please forgive me. Just look me in the eyes. My hero. You taste so good, my hero. It's a delight. A delight to be able to do this with you. My mouth waters. My tongue is looking to memorize the taste of you. The feel of you, my hero. My hero. I love the sound of your moans. I love the sound of your groans. I love the way your hands twitch and are pressing onto me. Do you like the way I look with my lips reddened? Do you like the way I'm all for you? Yes, my hero. Yes. Do whatever you like. Whenever you like. I'm yours, my hero. But no. I don't want your essence in my mouth. That can be for another time. Tonight, now that I'm here, I want to give all of me to you. Oh, you're so patient. That's why you're my hero. Yes. You can touch me, fill me up, fill up my breasts. I hope they're to your satisfaction, mister. Yes, I saw that. You paid like 2 gold coins to fill up the courtesan's breasts. I mean, it was for a good cause, giving that boy courage, but do you like mine? I love hearing your sounds, your affirmations, the moans you make. Please, be louder for me. Tell me what you want. We can do that another time. I have all the time in the world with you, and I intend to use it well, until we both have to part. Good. I'm glad, mister. Mister, will you claim this woman's body as yours forever? This woman who loves you. I hope you don't mind if I want to kiss you. My mouth's already clean. The way your hands wander up my body. Your warm, large hands. Well, large relative to me. Mister, I'm so wet down there. Please, mister, won't you take me? I am... This body isn't physically virginal like you expect a human woman to be, so you'll not get that experience, but it's still my first time, so please be gentle with me. Oh, thank you. I'm going to climb on top of you now. You just fill me up. Will you hold me, mister? My hero? Yes, thank you. How do you just roll my hips like this? Oh God, it feels... Do you feel the way my thighs are wrapping around you, my hero? The way I'm pressing kisses to your body. Just like this. How I want you. I want you so much. I'm clenching around you. I'm so wet for you, mister. I feel so good. Too good. Like, this kind of goodness, this kind of joy in my heart. Should it even exist? The happily ever after? Yes, maybe. Mister, I love the way you'd cradle me close to your heart at night, and I could just curl up close to you and feel you being real for me. The most real thing in my hollow existence for 20 years, mister. This is our happily ever after, you know? You're so hard in me. So hot. You fill me up, you make me complete, mister. Hero, my hero. He feels so good. He feels so good, mister. I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I get to see you again. I get to hear you. I get to touch you in the way I've always wanted to. I really love you. Yes. 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 You can come in me. Yes, I want you to come. Come in me. Come in me, please. Come for me, my hero. Oh, yes. You feel so warm inside me, my hero. Let me just climb off and you can see yourself leaking out of me. That's oddly arousing. Is that my clit? Your hands. They feel so good. Hero. Mister, please stop. I don't want to come again. I don't want to lose my mind tonight. This is our happy ending, mister. Can I just hold you tonight? Can we just go to sleep just like this? Do you remember the first village when you were just fresh to my world? And that stick which you imbued with magic and struck down the giant crow that was plaguing the village? I think you carried that stick of power with you. I'm sorry, I'm sleepy. With you all the way until the demon dragon fried it. I remember that too. And remember when you slept on the baboon rock and I learned Greater Heal? I got so much practice healing you, you silly mister. No, you do deserve me, mister. You just have to believe in yourself and believe in all the good things. You deserve good things, you know. I know you did a lot of bad things and you made a lot of mistakes, but that's okay. Because you're here, you survived and you made it out in the end. Don't blame yourself, please. You always take on too much for yourself. You always blame yourself for problems that existed before you came by. Although, sometimes you did cause a little bit of damage too. Just collateral damage, you know? Sometimes there are just lose-lose situations. Oh man, I'm not really helping, am I? I'm just monologuing, but I forgive you. You always have absolution in me, hero. What is it you said? Believe in me that believes in you. No, don't give into that moment of weakness, that moment of despair. I can see it in your eyes, that moment of bleak despair. No, believe in me, my hero, please. Feel my hands on your cheeks. Believe me that I love you and I'm gonna help you recover. I'm going to help you. I promise, my hero. I promise. I know you don't promise this. I mean, you don't do promises. I can't even talk anymore. But let me help you. Please, please. Please don't hate yourself, my hero. You deserve me. And I deserve you, and we're together. Even if this isn't our happy ending, we can get to it. We will. I know we will. I know it. I mean, I have lots of time together with you to make you believe that. No, my hero. I'm not. I'm not a hallucinate. Please, don't blame yourself, my hero. Please, I forgive you. And I love you. Although you made me disappear. Although you thought I was an hallucination. I'm going to the robot.